Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Some of you already know a bit of this, but I'll tell you anyway. So Paige and I met back in 2017 while working together at a Bible camp in North Dakota, about 30 minutes outside of Williston, North Dakota, if you're familiar with your North Dakota geography, which I'm still not. And at this camp, we would have three official worship times per day. Once would be right after waking up, and this one was about a 15-20 minute just prayer time before breakfast. Once in the afternoon, that would introduce the theme of the day before headed to cabin Bible studies. And then we would have a campfire worship at night before heading to bed. At the campfire worship, after welcoming everybody, we would begin our time together with confession and forgiveness. Or because we were hip and cool camp counselors, we would call it CNF. Now, it would change depending on the age of the group, but this time would range anywhere from an activity or a skit or just a really good, deep, and heartfelt conversation about what it means to be burdened by one's own guilt or lack of grace for themselves or for others. One of my favorites that we would do is we'd have campers pick up small rocks on their way to campfire. Now, some would, of course, try to bring big boulders with them, you know, those middle school boys and trying to be stronger than everybody else. But we would ask them to bring something that they could reasonably hold in one hand. We would then invite them to think about the things that were weighing them down, the burdens of life, things that get them down, or anything that makes them feel separated from God. We would have them whisper these things into their hands where they were holding their rocks and squeeze them tight as we then walked to the water, and then we would pray. We would pray that they would know and feel God's love in Jesus Christ that tells them that they do not have to carry these things alone. We would then pray that their little hearts would know that they are loved and cared for, and that those things, their sins, that which might otherwise separate them from God, have been cast away. And it would be at this time that we would invite the campers to take those rocks and fling them into the water, never to be seen again, probably. But the joy came in seeing in the faces of these kiddos relief in how this maybe clicked for them for the first time. How it clicked for them that they don't have to face any of this alone, this life and the troubles that it brings, that even when they mess up, even when they don't reach their own unattainable standards or when they are trying to meet the standards of a sinful society, even when nothing else is going right. They can lean on the promise of grace that comes through Jesus Christ. At the same camp, we would end our week with a kind of play about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And one of these years, I got the honor of playing John the Baptist during this play. And we give John a bad rap, right? We see him as this insane man living in the woods eating honey and locust. And at this camp, we would joke about how I was playing as this insane man ready to just pop out with my honey and locust and try to offer it to people. But that's not exactly how John would have been understood, right? He was a religious leader. People were coming out to see him. Those who lived outside of the city to get away from the distractions of life. And many say that he was the first true prophet in over 400 years. So he was a big deal. So when he says he does not view himself as being worthy of untying the thong of Jesus's sandal, he understood just how much greater Jesus was, how much greater Jesus continues to be, even than the best of us. The differences, too, between their baptisms must be just as great. John's baptism, just like John, is no small thing. His baptism was a welcome into a community, but this water only gets one so far. Instead, we are told that we are washed in the Holy Spirit that Jesus brings. And only Jesus has the power to do such a baptism. You see, here we perform baptism with water and we speak the words and we welcome into the body of Christ all good and important things. But it is Christ who has washed us with the very same Spirit in and through his death. It is in this baptism of the Spirit that we are reminded of the forgiveness of our sins, of this great and powerful grace that we are promised. Now, there are those who don't like starting worship with confession and forgiveness like we do in most Lutheran churches because of this perceived negativity behind it. That starting off with our sins starts off on the wrong foot. But remember, beloved, we aren't left there. We aren't left in our sins. We aren't left in confession. When we confess our sins against God and one another, we are not left. We are lifted back up in our daily baptism, always being washed clean by the God who has cast out your sins as far as the east is from the west, and says that you are seen instead by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we repent. Not to wallow in self-hatred or so others can turn it against us as fuel for the fire, but we repent so that way we might get to the resurrection day. So we can continue to get to the other side of the cross. John does not call for repentance from his people so he can tally up the sins of the individual, but so they might come to know the need of forgiveness. One cannot fully understand the depth of forgiveness that they have received without first coming to terms with the fact that they are indeed in need of forgiveness. But those who fail to see their own faults, they will never understand this need, this same need of forgiveness. Those who are steeped in arrogance will never know the full extent of the grace of Jesus Christ. And repentance is just that. To repent is to admit that one is in need of this forgiveness. To repent is to turn away from a life where sin and the devil have a stronghold on us and turn instead to the cross. It is in repentance that we are placing the old behind us and walking on the path where we are made new every day. As John baptizes those in this baptism of repentance, He is offering them a welcome into a community. He is offering them a chance to start anew. That, dear ones, is what we celebrate in this baptism that comes from God. It is in this baptism that we lift up every day. It is in this baptism in the Spirit that Luther says that we are daily dying and rising, starting new every single day. And it is in this baptism that comes from God through the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, that says that you have been sealed with the cross of Christ forever. Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.